we've talked a lot on this show about alternative paths to the middle class as America's economy changes. For a lot of people, that means bypassing a traditional four-year college degree. And as technology plays a bigger and bigger role in the economy, some people are enrolling in coding boot camps. For-profit boot camps have sprung up all across the country. They're trying to capitalize on the demand for skilled programmers, but some students see them as a chance to train up for a stable career without that four-year college degree.
I was kind of in a phase of my life where I didn't know what I wanted to do for a career, and it's a weird thing to find out when you're 28 that, like, hey, I don't know what I want to do for a career because you're kind of already set in your ways, but I knew that there was lots of opportunity working with code.
That's Brett Caudill. He took a three-month intensive course at a coding boot camp called Dev Mountain in Utah, and now he's working there as an instructor. Brett told me how that happened.
I came to Dev Mountain as a student. I wanted to learn to be a software engineer. And when I graduated, I was invited to come on as a TA. We call them mentors. I did that for 3 months, and while I was a TA, I taught a couple of workshops. The other instructor at Dev Mountain said I had a knack for teaching. He sat me down one day and basically said, I think that you could be an instructor here. I sort of thought about it for a bit and said, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to do that.
Did you have any real computer experience or coding experience before you decided to go to school for it?
No, I had no experience coding, no experience working in software. I worked with computers. I had an affinity for computers, but no experience.
So was this just the kind of thing where you had friends who said, hey, coding, there's jobs in it, there's money in it, try it out?
I think that I was led to it because I wanted a career where I could work really hard, where I could solve problems, where I could create software that other people could use. And I had no idea if I would like it or not. I just had the inclination, something in me said, maybe I'll enjoy this and I should try it out. And I wound up loving it. It was kind of serendipitous that I just fell into it. But I knew that there's great career options in it. I knew that there was lots of opportunity. And I knew that the companies tend to have really great work culture.
Well, it seems like you took a bit of a risk here, though, because you paid $10,000 for an intensive three-month boot camp program. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I actually quit my job, too. So I lived in San Diego at the time. I made the decision to come out to Utah to pay $10,000 to go to a boot camp that was only going to be 13 weeks. So
right.
Yeah, there was a lot of risk involved.
And look, I mean, you went to a for-profit school, and we've all seen late-night advertisements for maybe, you know, people like you who are mid-20s or 30s, don't know what they want to do, looking for a new career, kind of bored with what you're doing. Sometimes we hear reports that those schools are, some of that training is like a dead end. Were you afraid that that might happen to you?
Yeah. My first initial thought when I saw an advertisement for a coding boot camp was, this has got to be some kind of scam. I didn't believe it. I remember sitting down with friends of mine, and we're both looking at it like, this doesn't seem right. We did the due diligence. We did the research. So I felt when I decided to take that risk that it was a calculated risk. I didn't feel like I was wading into unknown territory. The other really big thing for me was that I talked to somebody who actually attended Dev Mountain, a friend of a friend, so I made that connection on my own. They said that they enjoyed the experience, that they were working in software, and they were a waitress beforehand and had no coding experience. Very similar story to myself.
Did you see yourself before this as the type of guy who would have gone to college, regular four-year college, sort of traditional college, instead of something like this?
I actually never graduated high school. I wound up getting my GED, so I was a high school dropout. And up until probably the moment I dropped out of high school, I always thought that I would be the kind of the guy who would get a college degree. And when I revisited this later on in my life, the first thing I looked at was getting a college degree. I looked at options, and I wanted to know what kind of schools there were, what kind of programs there were, and what kind of outcomes they had. And it was daunting because it was a significant investment of time and money. And when you're 28 and you think about, I'll be 32 when I graduate, that's a little daunting. And so before I decided to jump into that, I said, I want to look around and see if there are other options available.
Well, it's great because in a way, this is just like high-tech modern trade school. I mean, in another era, as a young guy, you might have joined a union and been a steam fitter. You know, we don't have tons of steam fitters anymore, although we do still have and need that trade. But this doesn't seem so very different from that.
I agree. I sometimes have kind of thought of it like as like a becoming sort of like a blacksmith or something like that. You just have this skill, this ability. You learn this ability. And once you have this ability, companies will hire you. They want people who are pleasant to work with and who can write software. And if you can do that, there's a place for you in this world. It's a meritocracy.
You mentioned your friend who went through the boot camp who was a waitress. Are there a lot of women who were in your class?
No, not in my class. And we have not seen a lot of women at our school. In a cohort of 20 students, there might be two or three women. And that kind of mirrors or reflects what we see in the software industry as a whole.
Do people talk about that in your culture and at your school that they would like to see more?
Yeah, we do talk about it. It's definitely something that you notice when you're at our school. You kind of look around and you go, wow, there's overwhelmingly men here. And we talk about it as a staff too. There's really no reason why there shouldn't be a lot more women in this industry. I know that Dev Mountain has done some things to try to reach out to women who might be interested in coding. There's a school in San Francisco called HackBright. It's a coding boot camp that is actually an all-women's school, but that's pretty rare. I mean, you don't see a lot of female programmers.
Anyway, once the word gets out a little bit better, Brett, you might get more because apparently there's money in it and there's jobs, and that's good for everyone. Brett Caudill used to be a student at the boot camp at Dev Mountain learning to code. Now he's one of the teachers. Brett Caudill, thanks.
My pleasure.